आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम संजय मट्टू। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू मीट सिंगापुर प्रेसिडेंट थर्मन शनमुगरत्नम इन न्यू दिल्ली टुडे। यूनियन होम मिनिस्टर अमित शाह टू लॉन्च फास्ट ट्रैक इमिग्रेशन सिस्टम एट 7 एयरपोर्ट्स टुडे। Stricter curbs under GRAP 4 reimposed in Delhi NCR as air quality deteriorates. Israel and Hamas reach ceasefire and hostage release agreement to end Gaza war. US lifts sanctions on 3 Indian companies including Bhabha Atomic Research Center. Grand cultural extravaganza Sanskriti ka Mahakumbh to begin today at Kumbh Mela in Prayagraj, and both Indian men's and women's teams advance to quarterfinals of Coco World Cup in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will meet Singapore President Tharman Shanmugaratnam in New Delhi today. Mr. Shanmugaratnam will also hold discussions with President Draupadi Murmu at the Rashtrapati Bhavan. President Murmu will also host a banquet in his honour. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar held a meeting with the visiting dignitary in New Delhi yesterday. The two leaders discussed cooperation in semiconductors, industrial parks, skilling, digitalization, and trade development. President Tharman is on a 5-day visit to India. This is his first visit to India as the President of Singapore. We have a report.
Historic ties between the two countries date back to 1965 when India was among the first countries to recognize Singapore's independence. During his visit to Singapore last year, Prime Minister Narendra Modi elevated the relationship between the two nations to a comprehensive strategic partnership. As India and Singapore celebrate the 60th anniversary of their diplomatic ties, the meetings and discussions during this visit are expected to further strengthen the bilateral relations and explore new avenues of collaboration. With Divakar's report, Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate the Fast Track Immigration Trusted Traveller Program at Mumbai, Chennai, Kolkata, Bengaluru, Hyderabad, Kochi and Ahmedabad airports today. This will provide world-class immigration facilities to travellers, making international travel seamless and secure. According to the Home Ministry, applicants are required to complete online registration by filling in their details and uploading the required documents on the portal mha.gov.in to enroll in this program. Registered travellers will need to scan their airline boarding pass at the e-gate, followed by scanning their passport. At both the arrival and departure points, the passengers' biometrics will be authenticated at the e-gates. Once this authentication is successful, the e-gate will automatically open and immigration clearance will be deemed as granted. The Home Minister launched the Fast Track Immigration Trusted Traveller Program in June last year from Terminal 3 of the Indira Gandhi International Airport in New Delhi. The government's flagship initiative, Startup India, has completed 9 years today. The scheme is intended to catalyse the startup culture and build a strong and inclusive ecosystem for innovation and entrepreneurship in the country. We have a report.
Over the past 9 years, the Startup India initiative has played a pivotal role in shaping a vibrant entrepreneurial ecosystem in the country. With more than 1,59,000 startups, India has firmly established itself as the third largest ecosystem in the world. It has created over 16 lakh direct jobs across various sectors. The Startup India initiative has launched various flagship initiatives to provide comprehensive support to startups across different stages of their journey. These schemes aim to address critical areas such as funding, market access, and credit guarantees, ensuring the growth and sustainability of startups. With Dipendra Kumar, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
A grand cultural extravaganza, Sanskriti ka Mahakumbh, will begin today at the ongoing Mahakumbh Mela in Prayagraj. The event will showcase the rich tapestry of Indian culture through a series of captivating performances by renowned artists. The main stage, the Ganga Pandal, will host performances by renowned artists from across the country, including a special presentation by Shankar Mahadevan on the opening day. Cultural programs will also begin at the Yamuna and Saraswati Pandals today, while the Triveni Pandal will host a blend of cultural melodies starting January 21. Special attention is being given to healthcare in the Mahakumbh 2025, which is underway in Prayagraj. A remarkable highlight of the Mahakumbh's healthcare efforts is the Netrakumbh or Eye Fair, an initiative aimed at combating vision impairment. A report.
The event's ambitious target includes conducting 5 lakh OPDs, distributing 3 lakh eyeglasses with a daily goal of 10,000 consultations. Covering 10 acres, the Netrakumbh boasts 11 hangars where pilgrims undergo systematic eye examination. Talking to Akashvani News, organizing committee member of Netrakumbh, Dr. Ranjan Bajpayee, said a team of 40 eye specialists and 100 optometrists are conducting eye checkup at the Netrakumbh.
Our plans are 10 to 15,000 patients ko एग्जामिन करने की पर डे की है. हमने 100 ऑप्टोमेट्रिस्ट डॉक्टर्स का सेटअप बनाया हुआ है. हाईटेक सेटअप्स हैं, नई मशीनरी इन्वॉल्व्ड है और हमने 40 डॉक्टर्स एट अ टाइम हमारे पास स्क्रीनिंग कर रहे हैं, 100 ऑप्टोमेट्रिस्ट कर रहे हैं.
दिस ईयर द गोल इज द गिनीज बुक ऑफ वर्ल्ड रिकॉर्ड्स. फॉर दोज इंस्पायर्ड टू गिव बैक, द नेत्रकुंभ ऑफर्स एन आई डोनेशन कैंप. विद आनंद कुमार, अनुपम मिश्र, आकाशवाणी न्यूज, महाकुंभ नगर, प्रयागराज.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani on the 19th of January. It'll be the 118th episode of the monthly radio program. People can submit their ideas and suggestions for the program through the toll-free number 1-800-117-800. People can also share their input online via the Narendra Modi app or the MyGov open forum. Suggestions for the upcoming episode will be accepted till the 17th of this month. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate news on AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Amid the deteriorating air quality in the national capital, Delhi, the Commission for Air Quality Management, CAQM, has decided to impose all actions under the Graded Response Action Plans, GRAP 3 and 4, in Delhi NCR. According to the Central Pollution Control Board's data, Delhi registered an average air quality index above the 350 mark at 7 a.m. More from our correspondent.
With the implementation of actions under GRAP 3 and GRAP 4, non-essential construction work, road construction activities, stone crusher operation and mining activities have been banned across the entire national capital region. The restrictions have also been imposed on plying of BS3 petrol, BS4 four-wheelers diesel vehicles in Delhi and the districts of Gurugram, Faridabad, Ghaziabad and Gautam Buddha Nagar. Besides this, GRAP 3 and GRAP 4 also mandate that the Delhi government and the state government in the NCR to conduct classes in hybrid mode for children up to class 11. The concerned agencies, including state pollution control boards and the Delhi Pollution Control Committee, have been directed to implement these measures promptly and strictly. Pallavi Parmar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Light rainfall lashed parts of Delhi and the National Capital Region, causing a significant drop in temperatures and improving visibility across the region. The India Meteorological Department has forecast that parts of the city will continue to experience rainy conditions until this afternoon. Talking exclusively to Akashvani, IMD senior scientist Dr. R.K. Jainamani said that an active western disturbance is impacting North India, including Rajasthan, Punjab, Haryana and Delhi NCR.
Currently, active western disturbance is impacting the North India, especially the plains of North India, covering Rajasthan, Punjab, Haryana, including the capital, New Delhi also. Light rainfall has occurred today, early morning also. Visibility is normal. Compared to yesterday, which was zero visibility, we will not get any rainfall today. However, the cloudy condition will continue over New Delhi, and there will be drizzle in parts of Delhi till midday.
Snowfall is likely to occur in the mountainous regions of Uttarakhand today. According to the Meteorological Department, areas situated at altitudes above 2,500 meters in the state are expected to experience snowfall. The Congress has released its fourth list of five candidates for the upcoming Delhi Legislative Assembly elections. The party has fielded Surinder Kumar from the Bawana seat and Rahul Dhanak has been nominated for Karol Bagh. Israel and Hamas have agreed on a Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal after meetings with Qatar's Prime Minister, Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman Al Thani. The deal is set to begin on Sunday and will last for 42 days. Announcing the agreement in Doha yesterday, Prime Minister Al-Thani said it will lead to the release of Israeli captives and a surge of humanitarian aid to Gaza. The three-phase plan has not been published, but sources say 33 of the hostages held by Hamas will reportedly be exchanged for Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails over the first 6 weeks of the ceasefire. The United States has lifted sanctions on three Indian entities, including the Bhabha Atomic Research Center, or BARC. The two other companies are Indian Rare Earths and the Indira Gandhi Atomic Research Center. The U.S. Bureau of Industry and Security stated that the sanctions, which were imposed during the Cold War era, have been removed to enhance U.S. foreign policy goals. It mentioned that this decision will support shared energy security needs and joint efforts in science and technology between India and the U.S. Simultaneously, the U.S. has added 11 Chinese companies to the entity list due to activities deemed contrary to U.S. national security and foreign policy interests. The entity list is a U.S. government compilation of foreign individuals, companies and organizations considered a national security concern. In Men's Hockey India League 2024-25, Shrachi Rar Bengal Tigers defeated UP Rudras at the Birsa Munda Hockey Stadium in Rourkela last night. More from our correspondent.
In what was a high-scoring thriller in the men's segment of the Hockey India League yesterday, the Shrachi Rar Bengal Tigers survived a late onslaught to demolish the UP Rudras 5-3 in Rourkela. Bengal upped the ante in the very first quarter as Olympics and World Cup winner Gauthier Bocard showed exemplary stick work to slalom past three defenders and score with a deft finish to put Bengal ahead in the 8th minute. The Tigers kept up the pressure as a great penalty corner conversion by specialist Jugraj Singh helped them go up 2-0 in the 12th minute. However, there was enough time for the Rudras to mount a comeback as Sam Ward converted two penalty corners and Captain Hardik scored through a penalty stroke, but it was too little too late as the Tigers held on for a win that helped them climb up to the second spot in the points table. In the women's section in Ranchi, two unbeaten teams, the Odisha Warriors, met the Surma Hockey Club, with the latter taking their chances better and running out 2-1 winners. This is Shaurya Chaudhary reporting for Akashvani News.
In the Khokho World Cup 2025, both the Indian men's and women's teams showcased exceptional performances to advance to the quarterfinals at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium, New Delhi yesterday. The Indian men's team secured a commanding 70-38 victory against Peru. Aniket Pote was awarded Best Player, while Ramji Kashyap won the Best Attacker title. Reflecting on the win, Aniket said their strategies have been clear since the first match and the team is fully focused on winning the World Cup trophy.
स्ट्रेटेजी के मामले में बोला जाए तो दो मैच से जो चलती आ रही स्ट्रेटेजी हमने प्लेयर बाय प्लेयर हर एक प्लेयर को ट्राई किया है और हम लोग एनालाइज भी कर रहे हैं कि आज हमारा मैच किसके साथ है तो उसके साथ क्या रणनीति रखनी है और इसका रिजल्ट भी अच्छा आ रहा है ये तो गेम का एक रूल है कि आप किसी को कमजोर ना समझे क्योंकि आज कोई लोअर है तो कोई अप भी हो सकता है
एंड नाउ फॉर अ लुक एट टुडेज न्यूज़पेपर्स इट्स ओवर टू नीना मैथ्यू
थैंक यू संजय Prime Minister Narendra Modi's address at the commissioning ceremony of three naval warships dominates front-page headlines. The Hindustan Times quotes Mr. Modi as saying, "We stand for growth, not expansionism." The Times of India, in a front-page story, reports government picks 1.5-acre site next to Pranab Memorial for Manmohan Singh. Facebook parent company Meta's apology for its CEO Mark Zuckerberg's comments on the Lok Sabha elections of 2024 is widely noticed in the press. And finally, in what some would call quibbling over semantics, the Hindustan Times, in a front-page story, reports overweight out of India's guidelines is replaced by obesity. And with that, it's back to you, Sanjay.
Thank you, Nina. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to meet Singapore President Tharman Shanmugaratnam in New Delhi today. Union Home Minister Amit Shah to launch fast-track immigration system at 7 airports today. Stricter curbs under GRAP 4 reimposed in Delhi NCR as air quality deteriorates. Israel and Hamas reach ceasefire and hostage release agreement to end Gaza war. US lifts sanctions on three Indian companies including Bhabha Atomic Research Center. Grand Cultural Extravaganza Sanskriti Ka Mahakumbh to begin today at Kumbh Mela in Prayagraj, and both Indian men's and women's teams advance to quarterfinals of Khokho World Cup in New Delhi. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.